This recording, Austria 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I had had 2 years of ancient Greek in school. I had the idea to use my holidays to travel to Greece and see and look for myself the things that I had been taught. In preparation for the trip, I hired, quotation marks, a Greek student to help me with the pronunciation of modern Greek. And to my big surprise, this was not at all that difficult. So after having prepared for 3 months, I hitchhiked down the coast of Italy, took the boat over to Greece, stayed in Athens, and had the great idea to do the marathon, but backwards, by hiking from Athens to Marathon across a mountain. On this daring enterprise, I had a problem. I lost my way, and ended up at the coast, at the place where Iphigenia had been sacrificed when the Greeks went to Troy. At this place, there's a chapel nowadays dedicated to St. George, and I met a fellow who was tending the fields there. I stayed with him overnight, and then he had to go to town for 1 or 2 days to collect some things. In the evening of this day, I realized that I was low on food. I had a can of sardines, but I had no more bread. And as the evening, as the day vanished, I realized I had to do something because I was hungry. And finally, there was a group of shepherds coming with their flock, and they passed me by, and after some hesitation, I asked them for bread. And they were very sorry they had no bread with them, but invited me to go along with them to their hut. So that's what I did. And I trotted beside them and talked to them, and the sheep were all around it, and it went up and down little hills and descending into little valleys. They were filled with the fragrance of the southern herbs, like rosemary and others. I was tired, so the thought altogether had a dreamy effect on me, and the balmy air in these depressions, and was like the sheep trotting the ground, and the dust getting into the air, and the last rays of the sun in this dust. It was like out of this world. Then we ended up at their hut, which was a stone hut, a very primitive stone hut. They were very sorry that they were not able to feed me right away, because they had to take care of the sheep, to milk the sheep. They pushed them into a sort of a corral made out of thorny wheat pulled together like a fence. And I sat at the corner of the house and felt the warmth of the stone, the reflection of the sun, and sort of fell asleep, being tired and hungry. Then they got me into their house. They had an oil light. They had wooden bowls, and gave me some cheese and some milk and some bread. They were very sorry that they couldn't offer me meat. They felt it as if they would owe me anything. And then I was very grateful, and I was satiated and felt well enough to go home to my sleeping bag, but they didn't want to let me go, because some of the cisterns in the area didn't have a cover, so they were afraid I could trip or fall into one of the cisterns and hurt myself. They made me stay, and they gave me a bed, and the bed was made up of a wooden frame with leather stripes woven into a net, and on that there was furs fur goat skin. And then it was covered with rough, goat skin blanket or something, and fell asleep very soon.